the word dwell. We are we need the word of the Lord to dwell in us. Amen. And that word dwell is an interesting word. It means to be at home, or to make it home, or to abide, or dwell within. And as believers, we have to make room in our heart for the Word of God. We must let the Word of Christ enter into our hearts and make a home with us. It's never more powerful than at the time of the loss of a friend or a loved one, like we've experienced here, to really make us take a look at our heart and take a look at where we are in relationship with the Lord and why. I don't know about the rest of you, but I do stupid things. Amen. Why do we do those, you know, in light of Scripture and in light of eternity? And whatever we do in word or deed, we need to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as believers, we have a choice. And He's the one that speaks and acts, and no one speaks and acts for us. Whether or not we speak and act for Christ is our choice. It's our choice. And the command is there in the Scripture, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. But the choice as to what we talk about and what we do is ours. It's our choice. Amen. We can blame the devil all day long, but at the end of the day, it's our choice, because the Scripture makes it clear that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. And so we can't go around blaming, and we like to do that because it's like getting the monkey off our back. But I don't think it's going to stand up when we stand before the Lord. I don't think it's going to carry much water, because I have a hunch we're going to hear Him say, listen, I made a way. I gave you the power to resist and to stand in opposition against the enemy, and we just chose not to do it. Amen? So God the Father has become our Father by Christ and only by Christ. And so because of that, as believers, we ought to be constantly thanking God the Father. But even in thanksgiving, we still approach God through Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise can be sung with the mind or with the spirit. Amen? Well, what am I mean? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians 14:14-16. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? So Paul here is referring to his own experience, to his own private use of tongues unto God. And when Paul prays, I will pray with the Spirit, it means to pray in tongues with one's own spirit under the impulse of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Listen, I don't know about the rest of you, but there's been multiple times in my life when I've not had the words to adequately pray for the needs that are before me or whatever it may be. And it's in those moments of time when you pray in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows how you need to be praying. And so we need to understand that. The believer's spirit prays as the Holy Ghost gives utterance. In 1 Corinthians 12:11, it says this, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. It's the will of the Holy Spirit. It's the will of God given through the Holy Spirit. So the believer's spirit prays as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. So if you jump back, a couple of books to Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And here Paul is speaking of the private use of tongues unto God. Paul used tongues not only for praying, but for singing and for praising and for giving thanks to God. And to pray with the understanding means that we're to pray and to praise in our own mind in a learned language and also under the impulse of the Holy Spirit. Amen? The songs that Kathy and Teresa wrote, I believe with all of my heart, were written under the unction of the Holy Spirit of God. I believe it with my whole heart. I believe it. And the songs that we've sang together, we sang those songs in the natural, but it was there. I feel like it's all under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Because it produces fruit in the spiritual realm. And so, to pray again with understanding means to pray in praise in our own mind. In other words, with a learned language, but under the impulse of the Holy Spirit. I write down all of my sermons. I write them down line by line. Everything I'm going to say, I write it all out. I type it all out. But if I give you and Michelle and them that try and keep up with me on the computer, if I give you a set of my sermon notes to follow along, you'll find out that there's an awful lot of stuff that I say is not written down on this paper. Why? Because I'm trying my best to speak through the unction of the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit begins to speak, there's the stuff that gets said is a whole lot more important than what I got wrote down on paper, I promise you. Because it's the unction. It's the impulse. I put impulse, but it's not an impulse. It's unction. Unction is something that comes from down deep inside in the spirit. And it just kind of oozes out of us. And if I can use that. Musical praise to God can be expressed through all different kinds of instruments. Horns and like trumpets and wind instruments and like the pipe and the flute and stringed instruments like the guitar and the harp and the psaltery and percussion instruments like drums and tambourines and cymbals. Those can all be used. In fact, Teresa's husband, I've said this forever, and I don't mean any disrespect to any other drummer that I've ever been around, but Richard Harris can invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit simply by playing the drums. In song services, when he begins to play and gets on those cymbals and stuff like that, I feel like it just invokes the presence and the power of God in the service. I've seen it. I've experienced it in my own life. I know it to be true. And those little chime things over there, I was going to say I don't know how he knew, but I do know how he knows, because it was through the unction of the Holy Spirit. And he could just hit one of them, bing! And it would be like, wow. Exactly the right one, exactly the right time, exactly in the right place. And then in other times he could just go through the whole rift of them, and it was like, oh man, just melt you into a puddle on the ground. First Chronicles 15 and 28 kind of sums it all up. It says, "Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting." If you can't sing, shout. Amen. If you can't sing, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. All Israel brought up the ark of the covenant with shouting and with the sound of the horn and with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. See, when we're seeking the Lord's presence, worship is an absolute essential element. When seeking the Lord's presence, worship is an absolute essential. John chapter 4 and verse 24, the Lord is to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. See, if we're going to worship God, church, we must come to Him in spirit, focusing our mind and our hearts upon Him, giving Him our full attention. Hello? Giving Him our full attention, praising and thanking Him for all He is and for what He has done in our behalf. But worshiping God in spirit is not enough. We must also worship Him in truth. We must also worship Him in truth. Truth here in this context means to worship God exactly as He says. Approaching God through the Lord Jesus Christ with a heart full of sincerity. Seeking to know the Lord and to honor Him more and more and more. Does your life honor God more and more and more? More and more and more. Listen to John chapter 4 and verse 24. Listen to what it says. God is spirit. And those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. True worshipers are to be recognized by the way they worship. Hello? True worshipers are to be recognized by the way they worship. After making the place of worship and order of worship secondary to our spiritual relationship with God, Jesus defines real worship. And according to Him, worship can take on two new aspects. It can be in the spirit and it can be in truth. And so the expression in spirit refers to the human spirit, our spirit, the immaterial inner being each one of us have, the God-breathed entity that corresponds to the nature of God Himself, who is in fact spirit. God has put His Spirit inside of every one of us. Every one of us, He has given a measure of faith. Every one of us know what it feels like to have God touch us. Not one person is ever going to stand before God and say, be able to say, I really never knew You even existed. Because He's put something of His Spirit in every one of us. It's that Spirit that He has deposited in you and in me. It's that Spirit that is what draws us to the cross, to the place where we can surrender our life to Him. Because if that wasn't there, we wouldn't even care. We wouldn't even care. But God planted that in you and I because He wants to communicate with us. He wants everybody. Listen, let me remind you that His Word says that He's not willing that any would perish. Look at it in our technology age that we live in. Something of the Holy Spirit, something of a communication device. It's like God gave every one of us a cell phone. A method, a means, a way in order to communicate with us. Some of us refuse to pick up the phone and communicate with God. But sometimes He just keeps ringing. Have you ever called somebody and called somebody and called somebody and called somebody and they don't pick up the phone? You just keep calling. And finally, after a while, you just quit calling. Aren't you glad that the Lord didn't quit calling you? Aren't you glad He just let that sucker ring off the hook? I remember when I was a kid growing up, we had party lines. And on a party line, you heard everybody's phone ring. You had a certain ring. Ours was four shorts. Judy Powers was two shorts. You had three longs? Yeah. Well, you know what? When you're not home, people get sick and tired of hearing three longs over and over, and so they just go over and pick the phone up and hang it back down. I'm done listening to it. Yeah, well, we won't even talk about that, all right? So just keep that to yourself. Because that may have happened, or it may not have too, but it may have. It may have happened. Yeah. Yeah. So God has put His Spirit in each one of us, and He indwells you and I as believers, and it's in that realm, it's in that context is where true worship takes place. What we do in here is great, but when you and God are alone and you and God are communicating and having fellowship together, and it's in those moments where that true worship is taking place. And man, I can remember years ago when I was hauling logs out of Coos Bay, and I was going up the Millicoma River one morning about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had a gospel tape in, and I don't know if you've ever heard of the McCameys, but the McCameys were playing, and she was singing the song God on the Mountain. And I'm telling you what, man, the Holy Ghost came in the cab of that old Peterbilt log truck, and I had to stop because I could not see. Where I was just bawling. I mean, if anybody would have saw me, they'd have thought I was just losing my mind. But I mean, the presence of the Lord was so in that truck, I could not drive down the road. I was just overcome. That's where true worship is taking place, in those kinds of elements. Our body can be anywhere, yet worship occurs as our attention and our praise are turned toward God. And we need to consciously focus on God when we're in the house of worship in the church, because we easily can assume that our presence in church is all that we need in order to worship. Listen, just because you're in this house, just because you're surrounded by the sound of worship, just because you're surrounded by the authority and the anointing of God does not mean you're worshiping. You might be enjoying a great song service, but unless you're engaged, unless you're entering in, you're not worshiping. You've got to get plugged in, church. We can... This is kind of mean, but I like it. We can usually remember how long the worship service lasted, but can we remember exactly when we worshiped? Okay, I'll say that again because you're pondering. Usually we can remember how long the worship service lasted, but can we really remember exactly when we actually worshiped the Lord? See, the phrase in truth means in a true way or with genuineness. And this speaks to all people. It speaks to the Jews and the Samaritans and even Gentiles, because we all need to worship God by recognizing God's character and God's nature, as well as our common need for Him. Listen, we all need God. We can't make it. I love the old song that Mark Lowry sings with Vespel Goodman. I can't even walk without You holding my hand. I can't even walk without You holding my hand. We need Him so very desperately. Church, we worship in truth because we worship what is true. We worship in truth because we worship what is true. And in the Greek text, the word Spirit comes first for emphasis. Spirit is what God is. Spirit is what makes Him up. It's what is His makeup. And here's a simple yet sublime kind of a definition of the nature of God. He is Spirit. That's why He can be everywhere all at once, all at the same time, because He's omnipresent. He's not a physical being. He's not limited to place and time like you and I are. The reality is, church, He is present everywhere. And He can be worshipped anywhere, everywhere, all the time, anytime. Amen? He sure enough can. Yes, and He was. And He was. Yes, He was. Well, the Lord loves us, church. And you and I were created to worship Him and to glorify Him and to praise Him. That's why He created us. If you really want to stick it to the devil, if I can use that terminology, just worship the Lord. I mean, just pour out your heart in worship to the Lord, because the enemy can't handle that. He absolutely hates worship. That's what got him kicked out of heaven, is because he tried to exalt himself and receive the worship that was due to God. And God said, "Ain't going to happen. You're out of here." Church, we serve a great and an awesome God. And I'd like to just close this service out tonight by just praising Him. By just spending a few moments just praising Him. You can praise Him tonight for... Somebody's amazing husband's calling. It's amazing. It's an amazing husband. That'd be my daughter. Your amazing husband's calling. He just loves you so much. Oh, church. We can worship God tonight for what He's done. We sure can. But folks, let's worship God tonight, not only for what He's done, but most importantly, because of who He is. He's our God. He's our Father. He's our Redeemer. He's our only hope. Amen? Come on, Kathy.
Here I am to worship. Light of the world,
light of the world,
you stepped out into darkness. Open my eyes,
open my eyes, let me see.
Beauty that made this heart adore you,
beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
King of all days,
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All for love's sake became poor. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross.
Here I am to worship.
Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. We praise You in this house tonight, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We give You glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of my heart.
To the depths of my soul.
To the depths of my soul.
I say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm completely yours.
I'm completely yours.
My soul says yes.
My soul says yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart,
to the depths of my soul,
to the depths of my soul,
I say,
yes, Lord,
I'm completely yours,
I'm completely yours,
my soul says yes.
My soul says yes.
I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
From the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of my heart.
To the depths of my soul.
To the depths of my soul,
I love you. I really do.
Oh, I really do.
My soul
says yes.
My soul.
My soul.
Father God, would you just watch over us this week? God, would you be with my buddy Richard? God, I pray that you'd give him peace that passes understanding. I pray, God, as he tries to handle all the phone calls and the text messages and the emails, Lord, that you just envelop him with your peace. God, I pray for their memorial service on Friday, God, that it would be a joyous celebration. God, I pray for each one of us, Lord, that are left here tonight. As we each one go to our own homes, I pray, God, that your peace would just cover us. God, I pray, Lord, for the ladies tomorrow, the men on Friday. Lord, I pray for church on Sunday. God, fill this house up with people that need to hear about Jesus. Because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Lord, we have the answer. We have the tickets, if you will. We have boarding passes for the great train to glory. And God, we want to hand them out. So Lord, bring them into this place, Lord. God, I pray for healing for each one that needs a touch in their body tonight. Physical, spiritual, emotional, financial. God, you're the need-meeting God. Lord, we just cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And we know that soon and very soon we're going also to see the King. Soon and very soon. And for that, God, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Now everybody said amen and amen. God bless you. Hey, if you got any free time tomorrow, if you want to come down and give Susan and them a hand, there's still work to be done here in preparation for the garage sale, yard sale. Come and let the Lord use you to help them, and many hands make light work. Amen? Hey, God bless you. God go with you. Have a great night. We'll see you.